Hello, award-winning gutter incoming again. We just can't stop doing them because the transfer rumours, they don't sleep at all. And I love doing a gutter in the wake of a defeat. There's no better time to talk about transfers when you've had your ass handed to you. And we've had 18 defeats in all comps so far this season, and I don't think I've had the honour of being able to do a gutter after every single one. I wish I had, because it's the only thing that eases the pain is the prospect of changing all of the footballers. Keo is in the house with me, as is Mo, as is Phil. Feels like a top team. Feels like we've got a lot of work to do here, boys. To put the Reds house in order, to point the way for FSG and the suits, to tell them what they've got to do to fix the Reds. Shall we start with you, Mo? I was interested by that interview that Salah gave. I don't think he's exactly setting fire to the house as he walks out the door, but he is hinting at a problem. The problem, I think, is the decimation of the leadership group, in a sense, and with them, the spirit, the mentality that saw us through the past decade with so much success. In a sense, it's inevitable that it has had to walk out the door at some point, this group. They've grown all together, those boys. This is almost one of the consequences of Liverpool's policy, I think, of buying players at a certain age. I'm in danger of making too generalised a comment here, but Liverpool often go, we just need a job lot, 23, 24-year-olds. And guess what? They all hit the same age at the same sort of time. We did a sort of root and branch building of this team in, 18 and 19, I think. And now the legends that we developed in that phase are all leaving us together. We're talking, we'll go on to talk about Alisson in a bit, but we're losing Salah, we're losing Andy Robertson, and we've lost others in the last couple of years.